The end of the article isn't the end of the story. The Journal podcast goes behind the scenes with reporters and covers everything from the Mormon Church's $100 billion fund to coronavirus. Listen to The Journal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, July 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Maybe working remotely isn't all that bad. Getting out of the city, heading to the country, and taking in the fresh air. Not to mention the home-cooked meals if you moved in with your folks. But if you relocated out of state temporarily until offices reopen, there's a big question mark. Where should you be paying income taxes?
And different states have different rules. And sometimes these rules clash. You might wind up being a resident of two states and owing taxes to two states with no offset for them.
But how does your state tax office even know where you are? Our tax reporter Laura Saunders will be here with answers after the break.
Robotics, artificial intelligence, augmented reality. The future is here. Listen to Tomorrow Today with The Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything. The podcast that takes you to the front lines of science and tech and shows you what's coming next. Look ahead. What do you hear? The Future of Everything from The Wall Street Journal. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
From vacation rentals on the ocean to second homes in the country to the basement back home with mom and dads, a lot of people who have been forced to work remotely for the past few months have moved away from home altogether, at least temporarily. Now, as part of the stimulus deal, the government is debating who it should tax and how. Let's bring in tax reporter Laura Saunders to sort things out. So first off, Laura, take us through the basics here. Could somebody working from home have to pay taxes to two different states?
The point is that millions of remote workers are potentially facing higher state tax burdens for 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic. These are people that might have to file in taxes in more than one state. They might even have to pay taxes to more than one state, and there might not always be a credit. And so it's very unclear and very confusing and complex about what will happen. There is now a Senate Republican proposal in the package that was put out this week that would try to alleviate that situation and make it better.
But how do states know if someone had to go live with mom and dad in a neighboring state when their office is shut down?
Well, that's a really good question. That's one of the first questions I get about this topic. The answer is that about 60% of taxpayers still have their returns prepared by a professional, and the professional is going to ask you where you were working from. And so he's not going to, or she is not going to sign a return if there are lies on it. You know, tax returns are signed under penalties of perjury. So, you know, it's a good idea to tell the truth with your taxes.
And so if you're doing your own taxes, you work off the honor system?
Well, you are, but, you know, there are all kinds of ways that states could find out where you are. And one of the main ways is where your employer withholds taxes. If you're based in New Jersey, they're going to withhold New Jersey taxes. If you're based in Georgia, they're going to withhold Georgia taxes. So this is what this issue is about. The big problem this year is a lot of people are working remotely from another state. And different states have different rules. And sometimes these rules clash. You might wind up being a resident of two states and owing taxes to two states with no offset for them. So this proposal in the Senate plan would try to calm that down and, you know, rationalize it for people so that in many, many, many cases, you would just pay tax to the state where you were working at the time of the pandemic. Let's talk about this in an example. Let's say you lived in New Jersey and you worked for a New Jersey company. And then when the pandemic hit, you went off to North Carolina and you've been working remotely since then. Under the Senate proposal, what would happen is you would keep paying taxes to New Jersey all year, and you wouldn't have to file in North Carolina and pay taxes in North Carolina and try to get a credit from New Jersey for the taxes paid to North Carolina that might not entirely cover it.
How long do you work in a state before the state starts taxing you as if you live there?
The rules are all over the place. Many states, I think we, you know, a couple of dozen states tax people if they work there for a day. Now, those rules were put in often for athletes and entertainers and things like that. But Other states, it can be longer. It can be 60 days or 30 days or something like that. This would give a uniform rule this year for people who were working in the pandemic, that they could be there as in a state as long as 90 days due to the pandemic and not be taxed there. They would be taxed in their home state, the one where they were when the pandemic began. And so this would prevent lots of double filings and sometimes double taxes.
Wow, there are a lot of details to chase down here. You've got states that don't have an income tax at all, and about a dozen states that say they won't tax people who were displaced.
Yes, we have 13 states that have said, if you are working in our state, due to the pandemic, we won't tax you this year. And we have a list in our story of what those states are. But 13 out of 41 states that have income taxes on wages is not a lot. And then you raised that example a minute ago. What if you were a programmer in Washington? So you work in Seattle, but the pandemic comes, your office is closed, and you go to a house in Oregon. Maybe your parents live in Oregon, or there's a country house or something like that in Oregon. Well, now Washington State doesn't have an income tax, but Oregon does. So if you're there for a while, if you know, 30 days, 60 days, whatever, are you going to owe Oregon taxes? The answer under the Senate plan is you probably would not. They're going to just maintain the state status quo, pretend you never left your Seattle office.
Now, are state tax mainframes set up to do all this? I'm thinking back to the mess involving unemployment benefits a few months ago.
Well, they're probably better set up than the unemployment systems. A lot of people pay tax to more than one state. If you have, say, a vacation home in another state and you rent it out and you have income from it, you would probably owe tax on that rental income to the state where the house is. So if you have investments that are based in other states, certain kinds of limited partnerships and things like that, you would probably owe tax. And so, you know, lots of people can wind up paying tax to more than one state. And I believe the states can handle that pretty well. The problem is if you have millions of workers that are now, you know, trying to figure out where they fit because they've been out of their primary home and out of their primary office this year, it's hard to know what's what.
Okay, so this has resulted in a fight in Washington. Who's on each side of the issue?
This is a proposal sponsored by Senator Thune. And he has proposed it before, and it has to do with mobile workforces so that you would be in a state for 30 days without having to owe taxes there, unless you're a fancy athlete or entertainer. This is an expansion of that. And on one side, it's pretty much everybody, but especially the CPAs that have to deal with these records and a lot of businesses. And on the other side is said to be New York, because New York's tax department has a very long reach and its courts rule very favorably about what income can be taxed by New York, even if the person is someplace else. And so the New York lawmakers might not like this bill because it might restrict their powers.
You know, didn't healthcare workers who traveled to New York during the pandemic, wasn't there talk of them getting caught up in this?
Yes, it's very controversial. A lot of healthcare workers came to New York to help out with the pandemic, and someone asked at a press conference, asked Governor Cuomo if they would owe tax on their New York income. And he said, well, yes, unless we get some money from the federal government. And I guess that hasn't been forthcoming yet. And it was a very sore point that people came to New York to help out, and then they would owe tax and have to file New York returns. It's not just always the tax, it's the dealing with the returns and the filings and all that sort of thing.
So, Laura, it seems like this is not going to go away after 1 year. It's not, you know, it's not a one-off thing. We're going to go back to normal next year. If there's one thing we've learned, for a lot of people, this remote work thing, it actually works out.
We'll see what happens to this plan, you know, this proposal. You know, Google just said that it may keep its office closed through June of next year. And that really, I think, caught a lot of people off guard. And what's going to happen with the state taxes there? These are very open and important questions.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.